latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Javier Municipal Council have found a novel way of dealing with the problem of dog mess on the streets by getting the local police to perform DNA tests. For the past 3 months, the police have been checking on the deposits on the street, and this week the council have reported that, with just one patrol per week, they've reduced the problem by 80% after creating a database of doggy DNA and then matching up what they find on the streets with the dog whose offending owner has failed to clean up afterwards. Each of the DNA tests costs €15, which is charged to the dog owner in addition to a fine. The owners of dogs not on the database don't get away with it either, as they risk a fine of €400 for not registering. Officers from the Guardia Civil arrested the alleged perpetrator of a petrol station robbery in Torrevieja this week. The offence occurred in November when two men wearing hoods entered the petrol filling station in Guadamar del Segura and, after intimidating the attendant, made off with the proceeds of the till, fleeing in a car that displayed fake license plates. The detainee, who is of Spanish nationality, is accused of the crimes of robbery and falsification of public documents and has been made available to the courts of Torrevieja. A union representing local police officers in Torrevieja has reported that officers are being put under increased risk on account of a number of scooters operated on routine patrols being over 15 years old and that they lack the mandatory ITV certificates. This news is despite the car park of the Torrevieja police station being full of nearly new cars acquired in September of 2013 at a cost of €750,000, most of which spend their entire lives in the parking lot. The Department of Education in Orihuela has advised that the deadline for eligible applications for families who might need a little financial help with purchasing school textbooks is getting close. If a family of a child being schooled would like to apply for up to €100 towards school books, then it must be done before the 23rd of January. The staff in the Orihuela Costa Town Hall are able to help with the application and eligibility process, but it must be completed as soon as possible. A giant inflatable ball, which is located in the Ithenia Boulevard shopping centre, in which visitors could have a photograph taken in exchange for a small donation, has successfully raised €1,946 for the non-profit organisation Cruz Roja during the Christmas holiday season. Local police in Palau de la Orredada are collaborating with their regional law enforcement colleagues, doubling up on patrols on agricultural areas. During 2014, the local police checked almost 400 vehicles in an attempt to crack down on the theft of fruit and vegetables, as well as industrial equipment from the mainly countryside locations. For more local news stories, make sure you pick up the Leader newspaper out every single Monday and visit the website www.theleader.info, which is updated around the clock.